Hi, this is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church, with another slice of fresh bread. Let me read for you from chapter 2. That's where we are now. We're making our way through the Gospel of John. We're now on the seventh day of the first week of Jesus' public ministry after his return from the wilderness and his bout with Satan after having been baptized before that by John the Baptist. He has now gathered to himself six disciples: James, John, Andrew, Peter, Philip, and Nathanael. So we're at chapter 2 and verse 1. On the third day, there was a wedding at Cana in Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Jesus also was invited to the wedding with his disciples. When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Now there were six stone water jars there for the Jewish rites of purification, or the baptismal rites that you would go through with the baptism of your hands and your feet as you would come into a place, each holding 20 or 30 gallons. And Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast." And so they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water, now become wine, and did not know where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, "Everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." This is the first of his signs or miracles that Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother and his brothers and his disciples, and they stayed there for a few days. Well, here is the first public miracle that Jesus does as he comes to the conclusion of his first week of public ministry, and it is one that occurs in the context of a wedding feast. At a wedding one time, I mentioned that Jesus turned the water to wine at a wedding feast, and a young boy said, "Well, you want to make sure Jesus is on the invitation list, that's for sure." Well, there's something bigger than just Jesus turning water into wine here. First of all, he is distancing himself from his mother in that he has come to do the work of his father, yet he treats her with respect. And she is not the one to direct his miracles, but the Father who is in heaven. Here is a moment where the bridegroom is embarrassed because the wine has run out. The master of the feast, who is supposed to have taken care of all these things, he is embarrassed because the wine has run out. And Jesus' mother is embarrassed for them. And Jesus does a miracle, but it's not to solve everyone's embarrassment. That certainly is a byproduct, but that's not the purpose. He is now at a feast, and he is now providing the wine. He does so in six stone water pots because baptismal rites could not use a man-made jar. They had to use stone jars. And these baptismal rites that would contain water for cleansing that would have been poured upon the hands and the feet, one of the Old Testament prescribed baptisms, is now taken, and the water turns into wine, and it is so tasted. And the master gives credit to the bridegroom for having saved the best until last. Well, what is Jesus telling us? Well, Jesus is anticipating another feast. And in that feast, he is the bridegroom. In that feast, he is the master of the feast and of the supper. He is anticipating not only the Lord's supper that he will establish for us with the fruit of the vine in which we are drinking from the cup of life because he had drank the cup of death for us. But the one who would be laid into a stone cave is the one who shed his blood that we, his bride, would be purchased. And he will bring us not only to a Lord's Supper, he will bring us to eternity. And there, in the marriage feast of the Lamb, he will be the bridegroom, unembarrassed. He will be the master of the feast, unembarrassed. And we will give praise and glory, for we drink of a cup that is unfathomable, with blessings that are beyond mentioning. Our redemption through Christ, the bridegroom for the people of God. We are the bride of God, and he is the bridegroom from God, who is God, to save us for all eternity. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord abides forever. You're the light unto
my bed. For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app.
from your app store.